The ACT government is the latest jurisdiction to announce efforts to ease the cost of travel and to incentivise public transport. Victoria and Tasmania announced a fare-free period of 1 and 3 months respectively earlier this week. Now in Canberra, the current monthly fare cap of 40 paid trips for full adult fares and 30 trips for students will be halved. The Public Transport Association of Canberra has welcomed the policy.
To me, this type of fare relief initiative strikes a good balance between doing nothing and providing free public transport. So doing nothing is potentially not feasible for the ACT government in the current political climate, and I understand that. However, 3 months of fully free public transport is an expense that the ACT budget just cannot accommodate at this point in time.
Community Radio 2XX spoke with the chair of the authority, Amy Jelicich, earlier this week about the concerns with the network's capacity for increased ridership. We've heard a lot of talk from across the country, a lot of push from folks like the Greens saying that public transport should be made free during this broad fuel crisis. What is your take on that?
Our association has a variety of views among its members, and I think that's just important to acknowledge because the topic of free or really cheap public transport has a lot of different facets to it. In looking at the current debate, I'm really focused in on getting the right parameters for the debate. And what we're looking at here is a fuel crisis, so high fuel prices, and the type of behaviour that that may potentially encourage in people who would be normally driving. So the question is, how do we make public transport an attractive option to people who habitually drive? Evidence from different cities, and I think even our own, shows us that people who habitually drive are not typically very price sensitive. So they're unlikely to be swayed by something like cheaper or even free public transport fares. And that's, I guess, my starting point for looking at this specific context. So there might be other reasons why we would look at changing public transport fare cost, things like social inclusion or social justice. And I think that parties like the Greens can speak really well to those sorts of issues. For me right now, though, I'm really focused on the types of things that encourage something that we call mode shift in the public transport world, which looks at what percentage of the population uses different types of transport.
Do you think that the current system in Canberra could actually handle everyone taking the bus tomorrow instead of driving? And what would it take for people to make that shift?
I guess there's two parts to the question. Firstly, could we handle even more people hopping on board? In some parts of the network, yes. In other parts, no. In some parts of the network, it would really be very, very difficult to cope with more people hopping on board. This, of course, is all happening at the same time that we're seeing significant changes to Canberra's road networks caused by the Commonwealth Bridge closure and the different lane configuration there. So that's impacted on public transport operations and has meant that we're seeing essentially more people hopping on fewer services. So that's how Transport Canberra is currently operating. So for particular routes, and I'm thinking particularly about the R4, which sees really high patronage, the R2 also, I think really many of our rapid routes would struggle a great deal with more people hopping on board. We know that light rail gets super, super busy, like packed with people, particularly in those peak hours. And again, that would be really difficult to cope with even more. I just don't think that they could physically pack more people on board. The topic of changing comes up a lot in box pops and Facebook comments and things when people talk about why they don't find public transport appealing in the ACT. I think it's good to look at something here called revealed versus stated preferences. So people might talk about different reasons why they don't use public transport. But for me, it's really important to actually look at people's behaviour. And sometimes that doesn't actually match up with what they say. To use like a really gold-plated, awesome example, if you've been to a city like London or any city that has a really fantastic, dense metro system, like underground rail system, changing trains is like nothing. You just do it at the drop of a hat. It's super easy to do because there is a high level of frequency and there's dense network coverage across the whole city. So changing isn't such a big deal when you have other things going right in the network. And I really believe that the same thing can happen in Canberra, that changing buses can not be such a big deal if we have buses that are coming on time, so arriving at stops and departing when they say they're going to. So if you've got buses coming on time and frequently enough, changing over becomes less of a big deal. But if you're looking at buses that are coming once every 30 or 60, or on a Sunday every 2 hours, it becomes a really risky prospect to a passenger. Those are some of the types of things that I think need to happen to make, particularly using the bus network, a bit more attractive for people.
The Greens have been vocal advocates for free fares nationally. We asked Greens leader Larissa Waters what she makes of concerns raised about the free fare policy.
Free public transport is a good idea whose time has come in a fuel crisis. We've seen in Queensland when fares were reduced, usage went up and everyone was happy. This is how we address cost of living pressures in the cities and free up fuel supply for the regions where it is desperately needed. Clearly, the regions need decent public transport in the long run as well, but right now we need to help people save money, and free public transport makes sense. Victoria and Tasmania have already done it. I don't know what the Prime Minister is waiting for. That's exactly what National Cabinet should have announced.